Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Slavin joining you tonight from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, for tonight's first home game of the 2008-2009 season. Joining me tonight is...
Sam Smith.
And we're just about ready to get underway. We've got the starting lineups being introduced for Marion County. We've got number 10, Morgan Spratt. Number 14, Randy Lee Plunkett. Number 13, Jordan Johnson. Number 24, Jessica Redd. And finally, number 42, Renee Sharp. For the Tigers, we got Abby McKim, number 23. Number 25, Macy Rogers. Number 31, Emily Ladwig. Number 35, Caroline Slavin, a personal favorite of mine, since she's my daughter. And number 45, Sydney Slavin, another personal favorite.
They have to be, though. Family matters most.
Yeah, keep it turned on.
I can't hardly hear you, so I'm not sure you're broadcasting. You have it turned on all the way? Okay, say something.
Hello?
I'm not sure.
I can hear it fine at mine.
Huh?
I can hear it at mine. Can you hear me now? John. You can't? Hello? Steve.
So we're ready to get underway. It's going to be Macy Rogers jumping for the Tigers against number 24, Jessica Redd.
Freshman versus freshman.
Marion County controls the ball. It'll be number 24, Red, tries to get into the big girl. That is into Red. Shot no good. Red gets a rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball. So it'll come back to the Tigers.
Emily Ladwig will be inbounding it for the Tigers to Macy Rogers. Pushed low by number 10, Morgan Spratt. Emily Ladwig is passing the ball in once again for the Tigers. Into number 10. Morgan Spratt on the other team and makes a layup. To 14 this time, which is Plunkett over to 10. Spratt back to Plunkett. Over to Johnson, and now back on the other side of the floor to Spratt, which is out of bounds. And this side will be Tigers ball, and Coach Snyder calls timeout.
Yeah, that was a cross-court pass. It was a little bit on the strong side. Goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to the Tigers. Tigers are going to have to learn how to deal with that inbounds. That's causing some problems for them already.
Yeah, they've already ran into two problems, you know. It's just not helping their case. Caroline Slavin will be inbounding for the Tigers into Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers, middle of the floor, free throw line. Caroline Slavin at the timeline. And passes it to Emily Ladwig, and there's an over and back.
Yeah, Slavin was just over the line, and she was being covered pretty severely there. So got it to the open person. Unfortunately, the open person was on the other side of the line.
We got the big girl, freshman, 24, under the basket for two. Jessica Redd to Macy Rogers, inbounded by Caroline Slavin, over to Caroline Slavin. Saves it from going out of bounds on the bad pass. But she's number 13 for Marion County. Johnson steps out of bounds with the ball. Looks like it'll be Emily Ladwig getting bounding for the Tigers. To Macy Rogers, right wing. to Slavin at top of the free throw line to her sister, but it's tipped by Marion County. But it looks like it'll be Marion County ball. Spratt to Plunkett. Over to Sharp. And then to number 13.
She's going to get charged with a push. Marion County is really playing some offensive, or playing the aggressive ball here.
Yes, they are very defensive.
Let's see if the Tigers can get it in this time.
Slavin to Rogers, Macy. Driving down the left out of bounds line is stripped. The ball is stripped over by both Spratt and Sharp. Spratt will inbound to Plunkett. Plunkett to Sharp.
Sharp sets up the three just outside the arc, and it goes right in. They get it into Rogers this time to Slavin, back to Ladwick. See if Ladwick can get it over the line. Ladwick brings it across, tries to get it to Rogers, but the pass comes up short and right in the hands of Renee Sharp.
Spratt.
Plunkett has it on the right side, drives along the baseline into the right blocks, and there's going to be a foul. I think it's going to be on Abby McKim. Got Shelby Rogers and Stephanie Elsie checking in. These are actually two regular starters. I wonder why they didn't start in the first instance. They get it into the big girl, and she's fouled by Shelby Rogers immediately.
Okay, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but in the meantime, the Tigers scored 2 points as well as the Marion County. Right now, Sharp passed off to Kayla Tooley down low. Now it's Plunkett's ball out to number 33, Bridgman, at the right wing, up in the center to Red, out on the other wing to Bridgman. She puts up three, no good. Slavin gets the rebound to McKim, but McKim is not paying attention. And then Red ends up with it, but walks. So now Slavin has the ball again. Now Kristen Love is in. She's got the ball. Travels. It will be Plunkett in there to Bridgman on the right wing. To Plunkett, top of the key. Kayla Tooley, left wing. Into Sharp, now over to Bridgman on the right wing again, to Johnson on the right wing, over across, but Emily Lodwig gets the steal to Slavin, to Macy Rogers, to pitch out by Sharp. Slavin will inbound to the Lodwig, back to Slavin, over to Rogers. Rogers will drive. No good. Plunkett with it. Making headway fast to Bridgman. Down low. Jump ball. Macy Rogers is on the ball. And now it looks like Plunkett will be inbounding the ball. In comes Abby McKim.
This Marion County team is going to push the ball up and down the floor all night long. Tigers are doing some substitution to keep some fresh players here. Send it up top to number 33, Bridgman, around the left side. Shot's no good. Ball's tipped out by 14, Plunkett. And they're going to say Marion County walk with it, so it'll come back to the Tigers. Shelby Rogers set to check in for Sydney Slavin. Caroline Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers on the far side. Slavin gets it to Rogers. Rogers dribbles towards it across court. And she dribbles it off her foot, goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Marion County. Ball comes in to Bridgman. Bridgman around the horn over the left side to Tooley. Shot from the left side is a bit short. Macy Roger comes up with the ball, and she's headed to full speed, and she has the ball tipped out of her, poked out of her hands by number 10, Morgan Spratt. Jessica Redd set to check back in, coming in for Renee Sharp. So they got the big girl back in again. 12-2, Marion County with the advantage with a minute left in the first period. Get the ball into Shelby Rogers. Shot up the baseline off the glass is no good. And the big girl comes up with it. They send it all the way up ahead to a wide open Thule. Thule's shot from the right blocks is blocked by, or not blocked, but fouled by Abby McKim. So she'll go to the line and shoot two. First shot, Thule is good.
Lowry and Smith will come in the ball game.
I think that's Smith's first action, isn't it?
Not this year for the high school. She played. Oh, yes, this game. But.
Rogers with the rebound. Picks up the dribble, sends it all the way up the head to Shelby Rogers. She's going to dribble along the baseline. It's poked out by Marion County. Boy, they are quick. So we're headed the other direction. Spratt brings it across, sets it up top the key, squares up for three. Shot is rattles around and is good. Macy Rogers set to inbound it. Up to Emily Ladwig, nearly loses the handle on it and dribbles it off of, dribbles off the foot of Kayla Thule, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Ladwig in front of the scorer's table will inbound it to Rogers. Rogers. It's poked out by Marion County, so it'll stay with the Tigers right in front of the Marion County bench. Ladwig will inbound it to Kristen Love. Back out to Macy Rogers up top. Nearly walks with it. Dribbles around. Brings it back out up top. Bounce pass over to Kristen Love up top of the key. Back to Rogers. Rogers has it up top. Picks up a dribble. Sends it to Kristen Love on the left side. To Ladwig, and the time expires. Tigers don't get a shot off. So at the end of one, Marion County is in a runaway with this one, 16-2. Tigers are pretty rusty. This is the first home game. We should have been starting the end of November, so it's showing tonight.
We've had four cancellations of games this year already.
So Love will inbound it for the Tigers out to Emily Ladwig. Ladwig brings across the timeline over the right side to Macy Rogers, the right wing. Rogers puts it on the floor, dribbles to the baseline, sends it out to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles the right side, back out to Rogers up top. Rogers thought about squaring up for three, puts it on the floor. Into Shelby Roberts off the right block. Shot is no good. Well guarded by the big girl. Marion County nearly loses the handle on it, but they get it back. Plunkett brings it across, sends it over to Bridgman. Back to the big girl. Shot's no good. Tigers with the rebound. Emily Ladwig will bring it back the other way across the line in a hurry. Back to Rogers up top to Kristen Love. Back out to Ladwig up top. Ladwig dribbles. Hands it off to Macy Rogers. Rogers can't resist shooting the three. The shot's no good. Send it up ahead to Bridgman. Bridgman brings it across the timeline. Sends it to the left corner to Plunkett. Plunkett shot the left side's no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound. Hands it to Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers going to get trapped on the right side. And not sure what happened.
They call him a walk.
So, Morgan Spratt's going to inbound it from Marion County. Into Plunkett. Plunkett has it up top. Back to Spratt on the right side. Back to the right block. Shot is no good, but Red's right there for the rebound. And the putback is good. Smith has it. Inbounds it to Stephanie Elzey. Elzey's getting trapped, and they're going to call foul. Foul is going to be on Plunkett. That's going to be her. Tell you here in just a second. That's her first. You get the ball into Elzey. Elzey to Rogers. Rogers, no good. Elsie with the rebound. And Marion County with the steal, but she was falling down. They're going to call her with the walk, so it'll come back to Tigers. Slavin checking back in for Shelby Rogers. Emily Ladwick will inbound it for the Tigers. Ladwick to Macy Rogers, and they call something. I didn't see what it was.
Must have been another walk.
It's going to be on. The ball's going to come back to Marion County, though. We do know that. And there's a timeout on the floor. 6:16 left in the half. Marion County leads at 18-2. Got some ground to make up here, Sam.
Quite a bit of ground.
What do you think we need to do to get her done?
Well, they're really tearing us up on the inside. We need to set there and bring our defense in, and we need to box out better. We're not really boxing out all too well, and that's killing us down low.
All right, here comes Marion County. Plunkett brings it across, sends it around the horn to the left side. Cross-court pass over to number 10, Spratt, into the big girl. Shot is good. When I say the big girl, I mean that in all the good ways. She's just tall. Jessica Redd. Marion County will inbound it. Look to get it into Redd. Send it over to the right side. Back to Redd, the right block. Send it back out up top around to the right corner. They want to get it into Red, and they do. Shot is no good, and the Tigers end up with the rebound. They bring it across the horn in a hurry, try to get it into Macy Rogers, nearly stolen. Back out to Slavin to Macy Rogers. Her shot for three is good. Marion County will bring it back the other way. Pass up to number 13, Johnson. She was wide open, so Marion County gets it. Back to Macy Rogers. Rogers is going to be fouled by Jordan Johnson. Johnson was reaching when Macy Rogers was trying to get a full head of steam coming back the other way.
I take some of those words back. We need to hustle.
Rogers will inbound it to Slavin. Slavin to Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline up ahead to Ladwick. Ladwick takes it down the left side. Back out to Rogers. She's going to square up for three again. This time it's no good. And it's going to be poked out of bounds by Marion County, so it'll stay with the Tigers. 5:16 left in the half. Marion County leads it 22-5. Kristen Love checking in for the Tigers. She's going to replace Macy Rogers. So Ladwick will take her place, and we'll inbound it for the Tigers. Send it out up top. Cross over to Kristen Love. Love is going to over to Slavin, except her pass is well short. Ends up in the hand of Red. Bridgman's taking it the other way in a hurry. Into Red. Red's triple team. Somehow, the shot's no good, but she gets her own rebound and tries to put it up, and she's fouled, and so Red will go to the line.
We should have boxed out there. If we would have boxed out there, it would have been over and back, and then we would have had our bonus or whatever.
The foul is on. I'm not sure who that foul was on. It says 13. I don't know who 13 is. Shot's no good, but they got another one to shoot. I wonder if that isn't 31. Sydney Slavin checking in for Smith. Now say we have 15 team fouls. I don't think that's right.
Seven, that sounds better.
Second shot is in and out. Slavin with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled by 42, Renee Sharp.
Bonus, we should be shooting.
Slavin gets it into Ladwick. Ladwick picks up the dribble, sends it up the head to Kristen Love, and she can't handle it, but she sends it right up ahead to Marion County. They lose the handle on it. It'll come back to the Tigers. Slavin has the ball. Looking for someplace to send it. Gets it in to Elsie. Elsie over to Slavin. Slavin up ahead to Kristen Love. Love brings it across the floor, and the ball is stolen by Plunkett, and she takes it the other way. Shot's no good. Slavin with the rebound up to Ladwick. Ladwick brings it up across the timeline. Over to Slavin, the left corner. Slavin, bounce pass to Ladwick. Ladwick to Slavin. back out to Ladwig. Ladwig squares up for three. Shot is no good. Red with the rebound, and we're headed the other way in a hurry. To Sharp. Sharp is wide open. Shot up off the glass is good.
Not hustling is killing us in this game, and it will.
Ladwig tries to get it in to Elsie. Ball's poked out of bounds with Marion County, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Slavin will inbound it in front of the Tigers bench into Ladwig. Ladwig up ahead to Rogers. Tries the back behind the back move over to Ladwig. Ladwig to Elsie. Elsie to Macy Rogers. Drives along the left-hand side. Shot is blocked by Red. And they're going to call Red with the foul, so Rogers will go to the line. 24-5. Marion County with the advantage. Shelby Rogers set to check in for the Tigers. Macy Rogers' first shot is up. No good. Macy Rogers checks in for Caroline Slavin. Second shot is on its way, and it's good. 24-6 now. Inbound pass to Plunkett. Plunkett brings it across, sends it to the left side, nearly loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it comes back to the Tigers. Ladwig will inbound it for the Tigers. To Rogers. Rogers is going to be tripped. I'm not sure what they're going to call on it.
They called it a carry on Plunkett when she stole the ball, so. Pretty physical game, but it's basketball. We got a push on Marion County.
Well, 1-on-1 now, so Ladwig will go to the line.
On Kayla Tooley.
That's her second. 17 fouls apiece now on each team. No, I take that back. It's 8 now on Marion County. So here's Ladwig's shot. High arching shot's a little too strong. It's no good. Marion County with the rebound. Plunkett brings it across to Red, back to Plunkett. Plunkett, cross-court pass over to Tooley. Tooley back to Plunkett up top. Ball is nearly tipped over to Tooley. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's going to stay with Marion County. Slavin, Caroline Slavin, checking back in now for Sydney Slavin. Marion County gets the ball in. Plunkett drives along the baseline. They're going to say she walked with it. Baseline, and meant the left side of the lane. Slavin will inbound it to Macy Rogers. Rogers puts it on the floor, sends it up the head to Slavin, but she passed it behind her, so it ends up back to Marion County. Plunkett up top. Dribbles the right side. Timeout on the floor by Marion County. So with 2:42 left in the half, Marion County leads it 24-6. Tigers just look kind of gassed. You can tell that they haven't played much basketball for the last month. It's going to be Marion County's ball. Send it in to Bridgman. Bridgman to Plunkett. Plunkett tries to get it in the Red. Red sends it over to the left-hand side. And pass is no good, but it goes out of bounds off of Slavin, so it'll stay with Marion County.
I bet money this ball goes number 24 on this play.
And you would be right, but unfortunately she walked with it. So it'll come back to the Tigers. Caroline Slavin will inbound it. And kind of a high pass by Slavin to get it over the defender, and it's poked out of bounds by Marion County. They get it in. Slavin gets it in to Macy Rogers. Rogers in a trap and gets it to Ladwig. Ladwig puts it on the floor to Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. Trapped by Marion County. The coach, Marion County, or Brashear, calls a timeout. Now they're going to say it was a foul, aren't they? So Macy Rogers will go to the line. I think he was trying to call a timeout.
The foul is on number 33, which is Bridgman. First shot is good. She will step to the line for her second. Smith comes in for Elsie. Second shot is short. Truck is bringing it back. And Snyder can't stress this enough. Get back. It looks like Bridgman will have it on the right wing. Out to Plunkett up top. Red in the middle. She's up a jumper over Caroline Slavin. It's good. You can't stop that. They know who they're going to every time. To Smith, to Rogers, no good on the little shot. Looks like it'll be Spratt over to Plunkett, bring it up right up the floor. Looks like Macy Rogers will get a foul by jumping over Red and slapping her down.
So Red is at the line. So that is the second foul on Macy Rogers. Red takes a fair amount of time getting all lined up, and her shot's no good. Sydney Slavin with the rebound tries to get up to Macy Rogers. It's poked out of bounds by 33 Bridgman. So it'll stay with the Tigers. No, it's going to. They're going to say that it comes to Marion County. Get it into Plunkett. Plunkett hands it off to as Plunkett takes it all the way around. Shot is no good. Marion County, though, comes up with a rebound. Ends up in the hands of Red. Cross-court pass over to Morgan Spratt. Back out up top to Plunkett. Plunkett guarded by Smith. Sends it over to the right-hand side. They want to get it into Red. You can see back out to Bridgman. Bridgman shot from the left corner is no good. Macy Roger comes up with a rebound. Sends it up ahead to Sydney Slavin. Sydney up ahead to Macy Rogers. Rogers drives it in the lane. Shot is good. Marion County will bring it the other way. Plunkett has the ball. Sends it over to Spratt. Spratt. Shot from the right side is short. And Sydney Slavin with the rebound with Red reaching over top of her. And they're going to get Red with over the back. So Sydney Slavin will go to the line for the Tigers with, looks like, a tenth of a second left. Is that right? So we'll see what Sydney Slavin can do. 28-9, Marion County with the advantage. Slavin's shot is good. Second shot is on its way, and it rattles out. So, time expires. Marion County leads it 28-10. So, we're at halftime. Thanks for joining us tonight in the inaugural game, home game of the season for the Tigers. And in this one, Marion County leads it 28-10. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, so we'll be back in a few. All right, here we go in the second half. Marion County drives along the right side, tries to get it to Red up top, back over the left wing, shot for three, no good by Spratt. She gets her own rebound. Into Red, over the right block, shot up off the glass is good. And Plunkett will go to the line. foul is going to be on number 23, which is Abby McKim. Plunkett's shot is on its way. A little strong, but comes off the glass and into the basket. Into Abby McKim. Back to Slavin, to Ladwig. Ladwig sends it up to Abby McKim. Pass is a little too strong, goes out of bounds, it'll come back to Marion County. Tigers fall back. Plunkett brings it up across the line. Dribbles over the right hand, changes direction, dribbles in the lane to Red. Red triple covered by Ladwig and Rogers now. Dribbles in the lane. Her shot is no good. Johnson with the rebound and the putback, and she's going to be fouled by Caroline Slavin. And that is her got a new scorekeeper tonight, so we're a little slow. That's her first. Johnson's shot is good for the first of the two free throws. 34-10 now, Marion County. Johnson's second shot is on its way. It's in and out. Slavin had her hand on it, but Marion County, let's see, it was 42, which is Renee Sharp, got the rebound and she was fouled. Sydney Slavin checking in for Caroline Slavin. Be Marion County's ball at the baseline. Renee Sharp is going to inbound it. Gets it to the left block. Shot is good over the top of Sydney Slavin. These girls can shoot over the top of people better than anybody I've ever seen. Into Sydney Slavin. Macy Rogers, and it's poked out of bounds by Renee Sharp. It'll stay with the Tigers. Macy Rogers will inbound it to Emily Ladwig. Up to Sydney Slavin. Back to Emily Ladwig. Ladwig sends it up ahead to Macy Rogers, and they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. Marion County gives it in to Plunkett. Plunkett sends it up ahead. Macy Rogers gets her hands on it, tries to save it from going out of bounds, but isn't quite successful, so we'll stay with Marion County. Inbound to Plunkett. Plunkett brings it up the top, sends it over the left side, left block. Shot is up and no good. And Stephanie Elsie up ahead to Macy Rogers, and we're off to the races. She runs into triple coverage, tries to turn around, and they've got her with a walk. Plunkett brings it back for Marion County, walks it across the timeline, sends it to Johnson. Johnson to Red, shot is no good. Rebound by Marion County, putback is no good, but she's fouled. Foul is going to be on 25, which is Macy Rogers, and that's her third. To the line is Jordan Johnson. She'll shoot two. First shot. Nothing but twine. 37-10. Tigers haven't scored a single point in the second half. Johnson's second shot is up. Good. Rogers into Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Marion County goes with the steal, gets it. Send it up ahead to Plunkett. Plunkett brings it across the timeline. Sends it to the right corner. Into Red. Red. They're going to call a push, I think, probably on Shelby Rogers. Yep, that's who it is. And that is her third. Into the right side to Marion County. Shot is no good. And Marion County with the rebound. Red shot put back is good. Macy Rogers to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline. Marion County. Ladwig up to Macy Rogers, and Renee Sharp went for the steal. We'll call a foul on her. Third team foul. Ladwick will inbound it for the Tigers. Back to Macy Rogers. Nearly loses the handle on it. Dribbles across the lane. Shot no good. By Rhea Slavin. Shot no good. Marion County with the rebound and will head the other way. Pass to Red. Her shot is good. But she's fouled. And she'll foul is on Slavin. That should be her second. 42-10 now, Marion County. Red shot is good. Slavin will take it out. To Macy, hands it off to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Ladwig. Ladwig squares up on the left side for three, and it's good. Now they're going to say she was just inside the arc. Marion County to the left side. They try to get into Red. Back out to Bridgman over the left-hand side to Morgan Spratt, who shot for three is nothing but net. Now they're going to say that one's two also. Rogers brings Macy Rogers to Slavin. Slavin. Back to Macy Rogers. Rogers to Ladwig up top. Ladwig brings it around the right-hand side. Her shot is off the side of the glass. Marion County with the rebound and we're headed the other direction. 2:56 left in the third. Send it to the left side. Back to Red. The right side. No good. Marion County with the rebound. Shot is good. Ladwig will bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline. She's going to get trapped. And they're going to call Marion County with a foul. The foul is going to be on 14, Randy Plunkett. That's her second. Ladwig will inbound it for the Tigers. To Rogers. Rogers squares up for three. The ball is short. Ladwig with the rebound, though. Gets it into Slavin. Back to Ladwig. Shot is well short. Sydney Slavin tipped it into the hands of Red. Red's going to take it herself. Drives in the lane. Tries to pass it across right in the hands of Macy Rogers, but she gets it back. And Bridgman brings it up on top. Sends it around to Spratt on the left side. Back out to Bridgman. Back over the right side to Jordan. Shot comes up short and Red with the rebound. No, shot's no good. Comes in the hand of Macy Rogers. Bridgman gets her hands on it and they call a jump ball. Stay with Marion County. They'll inbound it at the baseline. Kayla Tooley inbounds it to Jordan Johnson. And they send it back to Morgan Spratt on the right corner. And while she was getting set up for three, they're going to call her for the travel. So it'll come back to the Tigers. Macy Rogers walks it up the timeline. To Ladwig, over to Slavin, back to Rogers. And it's knocked out of bounds. And now they're going to say it didn't go out of bounds, but Marion County is going to end up with it. Into Red, shot up of glass is no good. Slavin about had the rebound, but Red stole it from her, kicked it back out the right hand side to Johnson. Her shot from the right side is good. 1:24 left in the third. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline. Ladwig into Sydney Slavin. Sydney Slavin wants to shoot over Red, but there's an awful lot to shoot over. Back out to Macy Rogers, shot's no good. Marion County with the rebound. They send it up to Jordan. Shot's no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback is good by Johnson. Macy Rogers into Elsie. Elsie brings it up to the timeline. 42 seconds left. Back to Rogers. Rogers sets up the play. Sends it over to Sydney Slavin. The right rebound, or right baseline. Back to Ladwig up top. To Elsie. Elsie picks up the dribble to Macy Rogers, the right wing. dribbles it up top of the key, drives along the baseline, and they're going to call 20, Kayla Tuleaf, with the foul. That was a pretty hard foul that she took, actually, too. So Marion County has it the right wing. Back it up to top to Bridgman. Bridgman gets it into the lane, and Emily Ladwig comes up with the steal. But they're not going to make it easy for her. They're going to say she stepped out of bounds, so it's going to come back to Marion County. Into Bridgman, back to the left corner. Shot is up and no good. Marion County with the rebound. Slavin tried to get a hand on it, but it's tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it comes back to the Tigers. Slavin into Elsie. And that's it. After three periods of play, Marion County leads it 51-12. Tigers only able to score 2 points in all of the third quarter. Marion County leading this with by more than 30 points, this fourth period should go quick. On the floor for the Tigers, Caroline Slavin, Sydney Slavin, Emily Ladwig, Elsie, and McKim. Get it in to Sydney Slavin. Shot is up and no good. Emily Ladwig with the rebound in the hands of Elsie. Well, they could have caught Slavin with her over the back. Bridgman brings it across for Marion County. Sends it over the left-hand side to Spratt. Back out up top to Plunkett. Plunkett sends it to Bridgman on the left side. Back to the left corner to Sharp, around the horn, over to Spratt, into the paint, to Sharp. Back out up top, shot for three is no good. Ladwig with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Ladwig to Slavin. Caroline, that is. To Elsie, the left side, shot is no good. Emily Ladwig with the rebound, shot is no good. Tigers can't just seem to hit anything tonight. Bridgman will bring it back the other way. Sends it over to the right-hand side to Plunkett. Back out to Bridgman. Bridgman over to the left side to Morgan Spratt. Back to the left corner to Sharp. In the paint. To Renee Sharp. And they're going to say that she walked with it. So it'll come back to the Tigers. Slavin to Elsie. Elsie brings it up to the timeline. To Kristen Love. Love tries to get it to McKim and ends up kind of a scrum on the floor. And they're going to call a foul on Renee Sharp. So Caroline Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers to Abby McKim. McKim puts it on the floor. Picks up the dribble. Sends it over to Elsie to Slavin, the right blocks. She thought about shooting, and they're going to call a jump ball. Marion County comes the other way. Plunkett brings it across the timeline, sends it to Bridgman, the right wing. Back up top around the left side. Back up top around the right side to Bridgman. Bridgman around the left side. Shot by Marion County is no good. And Abby McKim with the rebound, and we're headed the other way in a hurry. Hooked out by Marion County with a steal, and we're headed back the other direction, all the way up the left-hand side to Sharp. Sharp's shot is up and good. Slavin into Elsie, and we're headed back the other way. Over to McKim. McKim's shot is up and no good. Marion County Spratt with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Over to Bridgman, right wing. Cross-court pass over to Spratt. Spratt drives the baseline. Shot is no good, but they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Sydney Slavin. 4:50 left in the game. 53-12.
That's Slavin's first of the game, and the first free throw is up and no good. Fell short. Coming into the game is Smith and number 40, Shuck. Out comes Bridgman. Spratt back to the line. Second shot is up and no good. Off the back. Slavin to McKim. Driving down the right hand side. The ball is tipped out by number 32, which is Rochelle Sharp. It'll be Caroline Slavin inbounding the ball into Kristen Love. She brings it up in the center of the floor. Playing hard defense on them. And, of course, Plunkett out to Sharp. And then Sharp fell short and bounced out, and Plunkett ends up with it. And it goes over to number 40. Chuck out to Plunkett, to Sharp, to Red, to Chuck.
Marion County really uses the glass a lot. Love brings it across the timeline, picks up the dribble over to McKim, left wing. McKim dribbles up the top of the key, sends it to Sydney Slavin, right side. Back out to Kristen Love, and the southpaw shot is no good. And they're going to say Marion County has the rebound. Ball was on the floor for a while, but they get the ball up ahead in a hurry to Red, and her shot is up off the glass and good. And they're going to say not sure why they stopped it. That's coming to the Tigers. Inbound to Kristen Love. Back to Smith. 2:37 left in the fourth. 55-12, Marion County with the lead. Smith picks up the dribble. Sends it to Love, left wing. Love puts it on the floor. Dribbles back up top to Smith. Pass is no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll come back to Marion County.
Looks like it'll be Plunkett and Marion all by herself into number 23, Satan. Back to Plunkett. To Red. To Plunkett. Over to Sharp. Plunkett. Over to Shuck. To Plunkett. To Sharp. And the ball stolen by Kristen Love. And she is fouled by number 32, Rachel Sharp. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Well, I think so. Oh, this one, 42, that's Renee, I think.
Oh. Wait, no, it's 32. Sydney Slavin will inbound it to Shandy March. To Abby McKim, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Over to Sydney Slavin. She puts up a shot and is fouled by Jessica Red.
Foul's on Red, yeah.
She'll shoot two. And that is her third foul of the game. But she's not in too bad a shape. Slavin's first shot is up and good. No good, sorry.
Jumped the gun there, Sam. It looked good.
Yeah, it looked like it was dead on. She is very in there on her free throws. Her second shot is up and no good. Red with the rebound. Plunkett. Only 50 seconds left in this game. Over to Rochelle Sharp. Plunkett to Shuck. To Plunkett, to Sharp, to Thule, to Red, or I'm sorry, it's not Thule, it's Satan.
Shandy March in the game for her first action. Pass went out of bounds, it'll come back to Marion County. 19 seconds left. Marion County sends it to the left side. Back up top, around Horner with the right-hand side to Sharp. Shot is short, but Marion County with the rebound, the putback by Shuck is good.
5 seconds.
3, 2. Kristen Love aimed for long range, but came up a little too short. And so, that's it for the first game tonight. And Marion County wins it 59-12. stand by. We got the clock reset, and we'll be back in a few for boys action. If you're just joining us, this is our first home game of the season between Bashir Tigers and the Marion County Mustangs. Clock's reset at 10 minutes, and we'll be back in just about that minute. If you're just joining us, we're at the break between the girls and boys game. We've got 3 minutes left on the clock, and so we'll be starting here momentarily. Girls come up on the short end of the stick against Marion County and lose run in a blowout 59-12. This is John Slavin. We're broadcasting from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, and we'll be ready for boys action between the Brashear Tigers and the Marion County Mustangs. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, just about ready to announce the starting lineups for the Marion County Mustangs and the Brashear Tigers. For the Mustangs, number 5, Wilkowski. Number 10, David Spratt. Number 14, Dustin Bach. And number 24, Austin Redd. And number 40, Justin Tobias. For the Tigers, number 23, Justin Hazen. Number 31, Matt Thomas. Number 33, Kylie Watson. Number 41, Ryan Fertig. And last but not least, the big man, number 55, Trey Treasure. So the teams will take the floor. Treasure will jump for the Tigers. And David Spratt for the Mustangs. Here we go. Ball's up in the air. Treasure gets a little bit too much air under the ball and goes all the way out of bounds. So it's going to be Mustangs ball. Red will inbound it for the Mustangs. Red gets it in to Bach. Bach back to Red. Red loses his handle on it, and they're going to call a jump ball. Callie Watson was down there on the floor with him, so it'll come back to the Tigers. Thomas inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen, the point guard for the Tigers, brings it across the timeline, sets up the offense to Fertig, left wing. Back to Hazen up top. Back to Fertig, left side. Fertig into Kylie Watson, left block, spin move, shot up off the glass, is no good. Mustangs had it momentarily, but Hazen got his hands on it, and he flips it out of bounds, so we'll stay with Marion County. Send it all the way up ahead. 2-on-1, but they can't quite capitalize on it. Wilkowski has his hand on it, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers. Thomas inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen trots up over the timeline. Sends it to Fertig, left wing. Fertig looks to drive it in, brings it back out to Thomas, left wing. Thomas picks up the dribble to Fertig, left side. Tries to take it into Treasure, and he does. The shot is up and good. That was a nice pass. It was just kind of a lob over everybody. Dropped into Treasure's hands, and he's able to make the shot. And he had the better position, so he was able to cause the foul. So Treasure will go to the line. Tigers on the board first, 2-0. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Shot is no good. Marion County with the rebound. To Bach. Bach brings it up across the timeline, guarded by Thomas. sends it to Red. Red is kind of a big man, sends it around left side. His shot for three is no good. Marion County has the rebound momentarily, up to, but Tigers end up with it. Kylie Watson is going to square up to shoot for three, and he was walking in the process of shooting, so they're going to call him with the travel. Red will inbound it for Marion County. Having a little trouble figuring out where to go with it. And they're going to call timeout. Marion County having a heck of a time getting it inbounded. So Marion County takes timeout to regroup a bit. 6:33 left in the first. Tigers lead it 2-0. These teams both seem a little rusty. That certainly was the case in the girls' game. If you're just joining us for that, Tigers lose in a blowout, 59-12. We're 2-0 in this one with 6:33 left in the first period. Red will inbound it for Marion County. And they look to send it all the way up. And, oh, nice move. They try a lob pass. Justin Hazen's now squaring up for three, and it's good. Tried a lob pass, but Trey Treasure had his hand on it. Tipped it over to one of the other Tigers. Now we're going back the other way. Ferdy's going to go coast to coast. Shot is up and good. That was a hard foul by 14, Dustin Bach. Bucket's good. 5-0 now, Tigers with the advantage. Furtick just rammed into him when he's going coast to coast. Shot is up and good for the bonus. Red will inbound. He's going to try that quarterback long-range pass, but didn't work that time. Decided not to go that way. Instead, brings it in to Tobias. Tobias guarded by Trey Treasure at the half-court line. Sends it up ahead. Miscommunication there. One player was going one way, the other was the other way. Ends up going in the hands of Kylie Watson. Right into the lane to Trey Treasure, and he gets really fouled, I think, but they didn't call it. Loses the handle on the ball, ends up in Marion County, and we're headed the other direction. Bach has it back up top to Spratt. Spratt to Red, cross court over to Wilkowski. Wilkowski tries to drive it in the lane, and they're going to call a foul on, I think, maybe Hazen. Yep, it's on Hazen. Two team fouls on Marion County. This will be the first on Brashear. Get it in to 24 Red. Red sends it back up top to Bach. Bach into Red. Red at the free throw line. Spin move. Shot up off the glass is no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound momentarily, but ends up in Tyler Watson's hands to Thomas. Thomas drives it in the lane. And they're going to say that he was fouled going into the lane, but the foul was on the floor. The foul is going to be on 24, Austin Red. And they're going to, and I think 52, J.J. Chatfield, may end up with a sprained ankle as a part of this. So he kind of limps off the floor, and he was in subbing, and we've got Tobias who checks back in. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Thomas to Kylie Watson. Back over to Hazen. Hazen drives the baseline. Back out to Thomas. Thomas, oh, nice pass right into Trey Treasure on the other side of the lane. His shot is up and good. Get it up ahead to a wide open Wilkowski. Shot is no good. Treasure, he's taking it the other way in a hurry off to Thomas. Dumps it off to him. Tries to get a cross-court pass over to Kylie Watson, and he can't quite hold on to it. I think it may have been partially tipped, but he was the last one to touch it, so Marion County will inbound it. And I think they may have got Kylie Watson with kicking it when they were trying to inbound it. So Red will inbound it for Marion County. Looked for that long pass, but it was well short. Right in the hands of Thomas Hazen. Shot is no good. Thomas with the rebound. His left-handed kind of a hook off the glass is good. Marion County pressured by the Tigers. They send it up ahead, and again it's partially tipped, but Marion County does get it back. Tobias has it up top to Red. Red backs up towards the center court. Over to Wilkowski. Wilkowski tries to get in the lane, does so into number 40, Tobias, whose shot is up and good. 12-2, Tigers with the advantage, 4:15 left in the first. Thomas brings it back the other way, sends it over to Furtick. Furtick passes it off to Kylie Watson, right wing, back to Hazen up top, key. Hazen dribbles right, sends it back to Kylie Watson up top, the key, dribbles, spin move into Kylie Watson in the lane. His shot is no good, but Trey Treasure with the rebound. And they're going to say Trey Treasure, who doing a nice, strong move towards the basket, but they're going to say the foul was on the floor before he made the shot. Foul is going to be on number 40, Justin Tobias. That's his first. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Thomas checking out. Got some substitutes here. Into Owens on the right side. Owens back out. Back to Owens. Owens. And they're going to call number 10, Spratt, with a foul. Cody Snelling inbounds to Hazen. Shot is no good. And Snelling with the rebound. Shot no good. Marion County comes up with it. Now we're headed the other direction. Bach brings it up across the timeline. Sends it over to Red, right side. Back out to Bach. Around the horn to the left side to Wilkowski. Wilkowski dribbles it out. Sends it over to Red, right side. Back out to Spratt. Around the horn over the left side to Bach. Back to Wilkowski. Wilkowski squares up. Shot is good. Just inside the arc. 12-4 now. Tigers with the advantage. Furtick hands it off to Hazen, and we're headed back the other direction with 3 minutes left in the first period of play. Hazen has it up top. Bounce into Snelling. I think they're going to say he walked with it. Wholesale substitutions now. Scudder, Thomas, Trey Treasure back in, Ambrosia. Marion County has it. We're headed the other direction. Red into a bit of a trap, and Treasure with the steal, and his layup is good. Red now trying to get it in. Sends it in to Bach. Bach back to Red. Get it across the timeline to Wilkowski. Tries to get it up to Spratt. Kylie Watson with the steal, and we're headed the other direction. Thomas, left wing. Dribbles it in, sends it to Kylie Watson, tries to get it up to Scudder. Couldn't get it over Red, though. So Marion County will end up with the ball, and we're headed the other direction. Bach, guarded by Treasure, comes up across the timeline. Timeout on the field by Marion County. So with 2:15 left in the first period of play, Tigers lead by a dime, 14-4. Five team fouls on Marion County, one on the Tiger. All right, on the floor for the Tigers, we've got Treasure, Ambrosia, Thomas, Watson, and Scudder. Red is going to inbound it for Marion County on the far side. Red to Bach. Bach back to Red. Red back to Bach. Sends it to the right-hand side. Shot is up and no good. Kylie Watson with a strong rebound to Thomas, and we're headed the other direction. Up ahead to Ambrosia, and he can't hold on to the pass. Good pass. Ambrosia just couldn't quite hang on to it. Red will inbound it. Sends it over to the near side. Back out to Wilkowski. Wilkowski back to Bach. Bach up to the left side. Back to Bach up top, around the horn. Shot no good, right back in the hands of Trey Treasure. To Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline. To Ambrosia on the right wing. Ambrosia to Watson at the right elbow. Spin move. Into the lane. Shot with some nice touch by Watson is good. Marion County up ahead to Wilkowski. Wilkowski back, but it's wrong, pass is too strong, and Trey Treasure takes it all the way and dunks it. Wow! Nice looking move, the first duck. We were waiting to see that. Bach gets it up ahead to Wilkowski. Wilkowski dribbles in the lane. They're going to call a foul on Jay Scudder. Wow, that was a strong move by Trey Treasure. Just drove it in the lane. Got a lot of air. Up in the air is one of those Michael Jordan type things. Legs split. Shot hands going right into that, in the iron for a nice looking dunk. Wilkowski to the line with 1 minute left in the first period. Tigers lead at 18-4. Wilkowski's shot is no good. Bainter checking in. Out comes Red. Wilkowski's second shot is good. Thomas up ahead to Ambrosia. He hung on to it that time. Drives the baseline over to Thomas. Thomas back out to Treasure. Treasure shot for three. Comes up a little too short. Marion County with the rebound. And Matt Thomas with the steal, but they're going to charge him with a foul in the process. Marion County gets it in on the near side. I can't see who has it. Back to Tobias. Tobias up ahead to Bainter. Bainter brings it across the line. Back to Wilkowski. Wilkowski out up top. Shot for three is nothing but good by Bach. Inbound to Ambrosia. Back to Thomas. Over to Treasure. Cross court to Ambrosia. Drives the right side and loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Ambrosia is a little bit green after all this time off. A little trapping action going on there, but Marion County able to get it, but back in the hands of Treasure. His shot up off the glass is good. He's fouled in the process, so Treasure will go to the line. Thirteen seconds left in the first period. Tigers leading at 20-8. Treasure shot is up and in and out. Marion County with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Bach has it for Marion County. Sends it over to Wilkowski, the left side. Wilkowski wants to shoot, and it ends up going off the feet of Scudder, and so time expires. That's it for one. Tigers lead it 20-8. All right, it's going to be Marion County's ball. Tigers lead at the beginning of the second period, 20-8. Bainter into Bach. Bach guarded by Thomas. Bach brings it across the timeline, sends it out of bounds, or sends it over the right side, and Thomas gets a hand on it, pokes it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Marion County. Bainter will inbound it. Into Ambrosia. Ambrosia can't hold on to it. They're going to say call him with double dribble. Boy, Ambrosia just having a tough time tonight. Bainter inbounds to Bach. Bach guarded by Thomas. Sends it over to Wilkowski, the left side. Cross court pass. Into Dustin Bach. And he's fouled in the process. So Wilkowski, the foul is going to be on, let's see, Fertig. Shot is no good. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was off of Marion County, so it would be Tigers' ball. Hazen has it for the Tigers. Tigers have most of their starters in except for Treasure. Treasure is for Ambrosia. Hazen squared for two. And Ambrosia with the rebound into Hazen. Hazen wants to take the left side to Kylie Watson on the right. Shot is no good. Ambrosia has a good position. Shot is good. There, Ambrosia redeemed himself. Bach has it for Marion County. It brings it up across the timeline. The left side sends it to Wilkowski. Left corner. Back out to Bach. Around the corner over to Bainter, the right wing. Bainter back up top to Spratt, and they're going to call Fertig with a foul. Boehner will inbound it for Marion County. Having trouble figuring out where to go, but they get it to Wilkowski, and Wilkowski drives the baseline, and he's getting ready to shot. Fertig gets a hand on it, and Marion County touched it last. We'll come back to Tigers. Hazen comes back the other way. Hazen walks across the timeline into Kylie Watson, back out to Ambrosia on the left side. Shot is no good. Marion County with the rebound. Boehner will take it the other way. Guarded by Fertig. Tries to dribble behind his back. Fertig hustles for it. They're going to say it stays with Marion County. Fertig is quick. Boehner tried to dribble behind his back and get away from him, and it just didn't work. Boehner will inbound it on the far side, guarded by Ambrosia. Get it into to Bach. Bach, guarded by Thomas. Brings across the timeline to Reed, or to Red, I guess it is, to Boehner on the left side, back up top to Bach. Bach dribbles between his legs, guarded by Thomas, picks up the dribble, and Thomas gets his hand on the ball. Boy, that was quick getting up there, and they're going to call it with the jump ball. 6 minutes left in the half, 22-8, Tigers with the advantage. Treasure checks back in, along with Songer, and Zach Reeves. Trey Treasure gets his hand on it. They call a jump ball, so it's going to come back to Marion County this time. Bach brings it across the timeline, sends it to Wilkowski, who squares up for three on the left side. A little bit strong, but it comes back to the rim and goes back in. 22-11 now. Tigers with the advantage. Hazen comes across the timeline to Fertig. Bach gets a hand on it, goes out of bounds.
There's that Wilkowski.
Fertig with the inbound shot is up off the glass and good. Bach brings it up across the timeline. Sends it over to Boehner, right side, guarded by Songer. To Wilkowski, left side. To Boehner, right side. Boehner guarded by Songer. Sends it in to Red. Red shot for three. No good. Songer with the rebound. Hands it off to Fertig, and we're headed the other direction. Fertig is going to take it coast to coast. Shot up off the glass is a bit too strong. Red with the rebound. Red guarded by Treasure. Two big men. Red. Right wing. Pulls it back, sets up the offense, runs up to Hazen, sends it over to Wilkowski, right side. He's determined to go for three, but loses the handle on it. Zach Reeves has it. There's a scrum on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. Should come back to the Tigers now. 4:38 left in the half. Tigers lead at 24-11. Coach is doing a lot of substituting now. Kylie Watson in the game. Watson, Hazen, Thomas, Trey Treasure, and Ambrosia now on the field for the Tigers. Hazen comes up across the timeline. Top of the key, sends it to Ambrosia, left side. Watson, left elbow, tries to get over Thomas, goes out of bounds, and come back to Marion County. Shot is no good. Thomas with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Thomas, nice looking pass up to Ambrosia on the left box, and he just can't hold on to it again. Goes out of bounds, we'll go back the other way. Ambrosia will get that one of these days, but he's having his trouble fair share tonight. Inbound to Bach. Bach comes up across the line on the far side to Wilkowski, the left corner. Wilkowski to Bach. Over to Red up on the right wing. Guarded by Watson. Red dribbles around. Nearly stolen. Sends it to Wilkowski on the right wing. Back up top to Spratt. Around the corner over to Bach. They're going to call a foul. They'll call a foul on 33, which is Kylie Watson. That's his first. So Red will inbound on the far side. 3:49 left in the half. Tigers lead at 24-11. Red to Wilkowski in the left corner. Looking for a place to send it. Back out to Red up top. To Boehner, top of the key. To Red and around on the right wing. Red to Spratt. Spratt around to Wilkowski on the left wing. Back up top to Tobias. Tobias nearly has it stolen by Ambrosio. Gets the handle on it. Gets it back. Back out to Wilkowski. Left side. Back to Red. Up to Spratt. Around the corner to Boehner. To Tobias. Tobias back to Boehner at the right wing. Back to Red up top. Red back to Boehner on the right wing. Back to Tobias. To Red on the left side. Guarded by Kylie Watson. To Wilkowski on the left corner. And they're going to say Wilkowski moved with it. So all that passing and moving around, all for naught. Trey Treasure checking out. And Hayden Coyne in for the Tigers. Also, we've got in for the first action, Dylan Redding. Thomas brings it across the timeline, walks it across, sends it to Redding. Back to Kylie Watson, left corner. He dribbles it out, hands it to Matt Thomas, drives in the lane. Over to Hayden Coyne. Hayden Coyne can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to Marion County. Red to Boehner. Boehner brings it up. Gets it across the timeline. Pass up ahead is too strong to Spratt. Goes out of bounds, and we'll head back the other direction. Thomas has it for the Tigers. Walks it up to the timeline. Kylie Watson crossed left side, shot it up, and no good. That by Redding, shot by Redding. Wilkowski on the left side. To Wilkowski over in the left corner. He likes that left corner. Back to Boehner in the paint to Red. Red spin move, shot is in and out. Kylie Watson. Strong rebound. Matt Thomas got it. We're headed the other direction. Thomas pulls it up at the right wing. Back out up top. Back to Thomas. Into Kylie Watson. Oh, a no-look pass into Ambrosia. No good. Kylie Watson with a rebound and a putback. That was a slick little pass. Boehner. Spin move over to Red on the right wing. Back out up top. To Spratt around the corner into the left block. Shot is up and good by Tobias. Matt Thomas brings the ball up for the Tigers. To Ambrosia. Ambrosia dribbles it in the lane. Passes it out to Matt Thomas. Thomas loses a handle on it. Tobias with the steal. We're headed the other direction. Shot is up and good. Thomas is going to get called for the foul. That really wasn't Thomas's fault. That was an errant pass. Couldn't quite hang on to it. Couldn't get there. It was kind of a horse race to the ball. But Tobias will go to the line. 1 minute left in the half. 26-15, Tigers with the advantage. Tobias' shot is good for the old-fashioned three-point play. Thomas into Hazen. Got the starters back in now. For the last minute, Thomas over to Hazen, left wing, back out to Thomas, around the horn to Furtick, into Trey Treasure at the right block, shot, nice touch, goes in. Inbounds. Bach brings it up across the timeline, dribbles across his back, and falls on the floor, and Thomas to Hazen, it's a horse race, shot up off the glass, is good. 30-16 now. Tobias brings it across the timeline. Over to Boehner, left side. Back up top to Spratt. Around the horn over to Bach. Right side dribbles around the horn. Sends it to Boehner, left side. Into the big man. Shot's no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Sends it up ahead to Kylie Watson. 10 seconds left. Thomas, strong move to the basket. Shot is up and good. Nice looking screen set for him by Matt, by Hazen. Fertig with the steal, but the shot was after the buzzer. So we're at halftime. Tigers lead this one 32-16. Hang on here a minute, a few minutes, and I'll see if I can't get some point totals. All right, I have some scores. Leading the Tigers in scoring is Trey Treasure with 12. Ryan Fertig and Justin Hazen have 5 apiece. Matt Thomas and Kylie Watson have 4 apiece. And Anthony Ambrosia has 2. Scoring for the Marion County Mustangs, Justin Tobias has 7. Nathan Wilkowski has 6. And Dustin Bach has 3. And so we're at halftime. Tigers lead it 32-16. If you're just joining us, Tigers, girls Tigers lose in a blowout 59-12. So we're at halftime, 6 minutes left on the clock, and we'll be back in just about that minute for the second half of tonight's first home game at the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, between the Brashear Tigers and the Marion County Mustangs. All right, we're just about ready to get underway in the second half of tonight's action between the Brashear Tigers and the Marion County Mustangs. Girls' action was a blowout with Marion County on top, 59-12. We're at halftime here. Brashear Tigers lead at 32-16. The scoring goes like this. For Marion County, the leading scorer was Justin Tobias, with Nathan Wilkowski close behind, 7-6, and with Dustin Bach with 3. That's it. Tigers much more evenly spread out. Trey Treasure with 12. Ryan Fertig, Justin Hazen with 5 apiece. Kylie Watson and Matt Thomas with 4 apiece. And Anthony Ambrosia with 2. It's going to be Marion County ball. And we're ready to get started here in the second half of tonight's action. Marion County sends it up to Bach. And Bach was going one direction. The ball was going another. So it'll be Tigers ball. We'll go this way. They're going to inbound it on the far side. Matt Thomas is going to do that for the Tigers to awaiting Justin Hazen. Hazen walks it across the timeline, sets the play, picks up the dribble, sends it in to Trey Treasure. Kylie Watson shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking pass there by Treasure to Watson. Watson will go to the line to shoot for the old-fashioned three. Watson's shot is up and good. On the floor for the Tigers. Fertig, Watson, Trey Treasure, Hazen, and Matt Thomas. Red brings it up, sends it over to Bach on the right side. Bach guarded by Fertig. Bach dribbles it in, sends it to Red, the left side. Red brings it back out up top, resets the offense a bit, sends it over to Wilkowski on the left wing. Back out up top around the horn to Bach over on the right side. Back to Red. Red has it up top, guarded by Kylie Watson. Marion County takes time out on the floor. I don't think the coach liked what he was seeing. So with 7:18 left in the third, Tigers lead it 35-16. Coach Wilburn tells the boys what to do. Brashear's back out on the field now, and it's going to be Marion County's ball. Red will inbound it right here in front of the scorer's table. Red sends it to Bach. Bach, guarded by Fertig, brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Wilkowski, but right in the hands of Thomas, to Fertig up ahead to Hazen. Hazen's going to take it coast to coast. Shot up off the glass is good. Hazen goes down the floor, but there's no foul call, but we get the points anyway. Red into Bach. Bach back to Red, guarded by Watson. Red nearly loses it, but gets it back, takes it in the lane. Shot up off the glass is no good. But he draws the foul. Foul's going to be on Fertig, number 41, so Red will go to the line. Second Well, I was going to say the second foul on Ferdy, but they don't have Ferdy's number up there. There it is. Second foul on Ferdy. Red's first shot is no good. Second shot is nothing but net. Watson to Thomas. Thomas brings it up across the fine line over to Trey Treasure. And it tipped out, tipped by Marion County, but Ferdig hustles up and gets it and brings it back the other way. Ferdig, spin move to Hazen. Hazen dribbles in, little 15-foot jump shot is no good. Kylie Watson knocks it back in, but right into the hands of Bach, and so we're headed the other direction. Sends it up ahead to Wilkowski, and it's knocked, poked out of bounds by the Tigers. Red will inbound it in front of the Marion County bench. Tries to get it up to Bach. Ferdig knocks it out of bounds, almost into us. Inbound to Spratt. Spratt around the horn to Bach on the far side. Bach, guarded by Ferdig, picks up the ball, sends it to Red, guarded by Watson. Around the horn to Wilkowski on the right side. Back up to Bach, who squares up for three. No good. Trey Treasure goes up and gets the rebound to Justin Hazen. Kylie Watson, the right baseline, dribbles it in the right block. Shot is up and no good. Red with the rebound for Marion County, and we're headed the other direction. Red's going to take it all the way. I'm not sure what he was trying to do there. Looked like he was trying to pass it behind his back, but there wasn't anybody back there to pass it to. Anyway, ends up going out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers' ball. Justin Hazen brings it up across the timeline, up ahead to Matt Thomas. Dribbles in the right block. Shot's no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Nice touch in and out. Red with the rebound for Marion County, and we're headed back the other direction. Red sends it all the way up to Wilkowski. Wilkowski is able to get on it. Passes it in to number 40, Tobias. Tobias to Red. To Spratt. Ends up being a little bit of a scrum on the floor. So it's going to come to the Tigers. Thomas is going to inbound it on the far side. 5 minutes left in the third period. Tigers lead it by 20, 37-17. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Over to Ferdig, left wing. Ferdig dribbles it in. Shot no good. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Shot is good. He'll go to the line. Man, I can't believe that shot went in. He put a lot of muscle on that shot. And it was either going to go in or bounce to the ceiling. Treasure for the old-fashioned three. Comes up short. Clanks off. Bach with a rebound. He decided he wanted to shoot and then realized he was shooting at the wrong end. But he was up in the air before he figured that out. So he called for the travel to come back to Tigers. Thomas to Treasure. Treasure, cross court to Thomas. Thomas pulls up 15 feet short. Shot no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. The shot's no good. But he was fouled in the process, so he'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul is on 24, Austin Red. That's his third. Two fouls on Marion County, one on the Tigers. Watson's shot is nothing but net. Pickles with twine. 40-17, Tigers with the advantage. Watson's second shot clanks around but comes back in. Red will inbound it for Marion County to Bach. Back to Red. Red guarded by Watson. Comes up across the center to Bach. Bach back to Tobias over to Red on the left side. Shot is no good. Wilkowski with the rebound. Wilkowski into Tobias. Back to Wilkowski. Back to Red up top. Red over the left side. to Bach. Back up top around the corner to Wilkowski. Back to Red, who squares up for three. In and out. Tobias with the... No, it's Bach with the rebound. They're going to call a foul. And the foul is going to be on Marion County. Foul is on Bach. That's his second. Wholesale substitutions by the Tiger. Sonder, Ambrosia, Owens, Snelling, and McKim. Shot by Saunders, no good, but he gets his own rebound. Shot up off the glass is good. 43-17. Red brings the ball back the other way. Sends it around the right-hand side to Bach. Back out up top to Tobias. To Wilkowski on the left side. To Red up top. Drives it into the paint. Shot is up and good. Nice touch by Red. And Brewers will take the ball back the other way. Brewers picks up the dribble into McKim. Right blocks. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it back out to Sondra up top. Over to Snelling. Squares up for three on the right side. No good. McKim with the rebound. His shot is... Oh! Rolled around and rolled around. But then came out. But he will go to the line. Well, I thought they were going to say he was fouled, but apparently not. Red to Bach. Back to Red. Red brings it across in a hurry. Drives it in the lane. His shot, this one goes in. Ambrosia to Snelling. Back to Ambrosia. Official timeout. I'm not quite sure what the reason was. Tigers ball, though. They inbound it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia has it up top to Sanger on the left wing. Sanger dribbles it out. Splits the coverage. Loses the ball, though. And Ambrosia comes up with it. He dribbles it into the lane. Shot is up and no good. I can't believe all these balls have not fallen for the Tigers. Red takes it the other way in a hurry. Back to the far side. Kicks it back out to Boehner up top. Boehner back to Red, right wing. Red dribbles in the lane. Shot is up and good. Boy, Red has some nice touch. Ambrosia will take it the other way for the Tigers. Ambrosia has it up top over to Sanger, right wing. Sanger to Owens, the right corner. Shot is up and off the glass. Ambrosia, though, with the rebound. No good. Sanger with the rebound. Ball is up on the floor. McKim ends up with it. Back to Ambrosia, but Red comes up with a steal, and we're headed the other direction. 1:42 left in the third. Red has it. Brings it across the timeline, guarded by McKim. Sends it over to number five, Wilkowski. Wilkowski into Tobias. Shot is up and no good. Tobias gets his rebound, though. Shot is no good. Ambrosia has it, but Red steals it. His shot is good. Ambrosia for the Tigers brings it up across the timeline. Timeout on the field called by Coach Wilburn. And we're going to have some wholesale substitutions. Coming back in, we're going to have Watson, Thomas, Furtig, Treasure, and Hazen. So, with 1:14 left in the third period to play, Tigers lead it 43-25. Watson to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Looks to dribble in the lane, sends it to Watson. Pass is kind of low, and Watson couldn't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds. Red will inbound it from Marion County to Tobias. Back to Red. Red's going to get trapped, but gets it up ahead to Nagel. It's his first action. Wilkowski has it, brings it up to the top of the key, changes direction, hands it off to Red over on the far side. Red to Tobias. Tobias around the horn to Boehner. Boehner has it left wing. Sends it to Wilkowski, but Hazen got his hands on it, poked it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Marion County. 36.5 seconds left in the third. Red will inbound it. And I think it was a timeout. Yep, timeout by Marion County. Probably was an ill-conceived timeout because Marion County's Boehner was streaking towards the basket for an inbound lob, but the timeout came just as he made his break for the basket. So with 36.5 seconds left in the third, Tigers are well ahead in this one, 43-25. So Red will inbound it for Marion County to Tobias. Tobias has a little trouble holding on to it, but gets it back. Hands it off to Boehner. Boehner puts it on the ground. Thomas just picks it up and takes it all away, but his shot is no good. So Marion County ends up with it. Tobias will bring it the other way. Gets it across up to Red. Red's going to drive it in the lane, and they're going to say he walked with it. Boy, that could have gone about three different ways, but walking with it was not the one I expected. It was real close to being a charge. Watson inbounds it to Hazen, and we're headed back the other direction with 15 seconds left. In to Kylie Watson. Watson loses his hand, loses the handle on it, gets it back, but they're going to say he walked with it. I think it's been on 12.6 seconds, a bit too long here. Now we're going. Bach has it. Spin move, gets across the timeline. Shot is up and no good. Rebound, Marion County, and time expires. End of three, Tigers lead it 43-25. All right, it's going to be Tigers ball beginning of the fourth period. Tigers lead it 43-25. Kylie Watson inbounds it to Justin Hazen. Hazen walks it up across the timeline, guarded by Wilkowski. Hazen runs it into the lane. Fadeaway jump shot is good. First one I've seen him do of those. That looks pretty nice. Marion County ball now. Bach has it. Guarded by Fertig. Dribbles behind his back. Comes across the timeline on the far side. Sends it to Wilkowski in the right corner. Brings it back out. Heads it up to top the key around the horn to Red. Back to Bach. Fertig pokes it out. And I think they're going to call Fertig with a foul. Red will inbound it for Marion County. That's the third on Fertig. Red gets it to Bach. Bach guarded by Fertig. Back to Red, left side, back up top the key to Spratt, around the horn to Wilkowski. Back to Bach up top the key, guarded by Fertig. Sent to Wilkowski, left side, shot. No good. Trey Treasure with the strong rebound, and we're headed the other way in a hurry. Up ahead to Kylie Watson. Shot is no good, gets his own rebound. Foul. They're going to say the shot is good. They're going to say it counts. Boy, strong moves there. Treasure's pass was just almost too much for Kylie Watson to handle, which is saying something. He's almost past the basket, but was able to get it up and shot. First one no good, but he gets his rebound. The second one was good, and he gets fouled. Gets the old-fashioned three-pointer with the good free throw. Tigers now lead 48-25. Bach brings it across the timeline. Left side, guarded closely by Fertig. Fertig is just all over him like a gnat. Up ahead to Tobias. Shot is no good. Treasure with the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball between him and Red. Treasure looks like he's gassed. Wilkowski gets into the Red, but right in the hands of Hazen. Hazen's going to head it the other way in a hurry. Comes across the timeline, brings it back up top of the key. Sends it to Corey Snelling. No look pass to Thomas. Drives the baseline. Shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking move there. Red has the ball. Brings it across the timeline. And he may have gone out of bounds as he was going. That's the way it looks. Kylie Watson is going to inbound it for the Tigers. To Thomas. Thomas, left wing. Thomas. No look pass into Kylie Watson. Shot up the glass. No good. He gets his own rebound. Shot. No good. This time, Marion County gets the rebound. Up ahead the box to Wilkowski. Cross court pass into number 10. Shot's no good. And Thomas has it. Sends it up to Kylie Watson. Oh, that's a nice looking move. This one's good. 52-25 now. More subs by the Tigers. Scudder in. Got to look at the names on some of these. Songer, Scudder, Zach Reeves, Hayden Coyne, and Dylan Redding. Wilkowski has it on the left side, around to Bach on the right wing. Back to Wilkowski up top. Thinks about three over to Bach, right side. He will shoot three. It's good. Songer to Redding. Redding brings it up across the timeline to Songer. Ball's tipped, but back out to Redding, around the horn to Hayden Coyne to Scudder, left corner. Back to Hayden Coyne to Songer up top of the key. Songer pulls it back out, resets the offense. Songer takes it in the lane, shot is up and no good. Goes out of bounds, we're going to say it was off the Tigers, so we'll head the other direction. 5:08 left in the game. Tigers lead at 52-28. Bach has it for Marion County. Runs it up across timeline. Over to Boehner, right side. Back out to Red. Over to Bach, left side. Shot for three is good. Songer brings it up across the timeline for the Tigers. Nearly has the ball stripped from him. To Dylan Redding on the right side. Redding brings back it up top to Songer. Songer has it on the floor, dribbling, sends to the left, back out up top. To Hayden Coyne, shot off the mark, no good. And there's kind of a scrum on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball, and it will favor the Tigers. Tigers sending back in Hazen, Treasure, Kylie Watson, Matt Thomas, and Cody Snelling. Pretty much all the starters except for Furtick. Out to Kylie Watson up top. Back to Hazen, the right corner. Hazen dribbles out up top. Over to Thomas. In the paint to Kylie Watson. Shot is up and off the glass and good. Marion County's Bach has it. 3:59 left. To Boehner. Tigers pressing. Marion County calls a timeout. Full timeout. So with 3:52 left in the game, Tigers lead it 54-31. If you're just joining us, girls action. Tigers come up on the short end of the stick, 59-12. We got 3:52 left in this one. Tigers lead at 54-31. All right. Red will inbound it for Marion County. To Bach. Bach has it up top. Sends it in to the right elbow to Tobias. Tipped out of bounds. I think it's going to come back to the Tigers. Nope, it's going to be Marion County ball. Marion County to Boehner up top. Boehner walks to the left side. The ball is stolen by Kylie Watson. He's going to take it all the way for the easy layup. Red brings it the other way for Marion County. More substitutions ready to come in. In the lane, Hazen comes up with it. No look pass over to Snelling. Shot's no good. It goes out of bounds, but it's going to stay with the Tigers. Tigers sending in four new recruits. Hazen's the only one that's staying in. Ambrosia will inbound the pass with McKim, Fertig, and Owens. Into McKim. Shot is stripped from him. And we're headed the other direction. Boehner shot's no good. McKim with the ball. Hands it off to Fertig. Fertig dribbles behind his back. Nearly loses the handle on it, but brings it across the timeline. To Hazen, up top of the key. Hazen dribbles it in the lane. Shot is up. No good. Marion County with the rebound. Red will bring the ball back the other way. 2:50 left in the game. Red sends it over to Bach on the right wing. Bach back up top to Tobias, around to Red on the left side, guarded by Owens. Back to Boehner up top. Boehner, kind of a lob pass, and Fertig got up in the air and poked it out of bounds. Songer and Scudder coming in, Hazen and Ambrosia checking out. Red into Tobias. Tobias' shot's no good. Goes out of bounds. Come back to the Tigers. Songer into Fertig. 2:29 left. Fertig walks it across the timeline. Looks over to the bench for the play. To Owens. Owens' shot is up and no good. Marion County's Bach comes up with it when they're headed the other direction. Bach walks across the timeline. Takes it over on the right wing. Looks to get it in the lane. Sends it to Boehner up top. Boehner dribbles it in. And not sure what happened there. Ends up in Marion County's hand. And Fertig has it. And we'll take it going the other direction. Fertig's shot is up and good. 1:49 left. Bach sends it over to Boehner, the right wing. Back up top to Tobias, back to the left side, shot for three, is no, well short. Owens comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Fertig, and we're headed the other direction. Fertig could have been called for carrying the ball, but he takes a shot for three, and it's good. Bach brings it back the other way. Tigers lead it now by 30, 61 to 31. Boehner has it on the right side, back to Tobias up top. Tobias to Bach on the left wing. Back out to Red, whose shot is no good. McKim comes up with the rebound. Hands it off to Fertig, and we're headed the other direction. Tigers sending in the substitutions again. .4 seconds left. Tigers lead it 61 to 31. Hayden Coyne to Dylan Redding. Redding will bring it up across the timeline. Nearly has the ball stolen from him, but regroups. Sends it up ahead to McKim. McKim to Owens. Owens squares up for three. His shot is good. Good deal, Owens. Bach will bring it back up the other way. 38 seconds left. To Wachowski. Wachowski squares up for three. Shot's no good. Zach Reed with the rebound. Hayden Coyne will bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline. Tries to get it to Dylan Redding, but Dylan Redding was going one direction, the ball the other way. Marion County with the steal and able to convert for two. Hayden Coyne brings the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Guarded by Wilkowski to Owens. Owens is going to shoot for three again. This one's an air ball. Goes out of bounds with 10 seconds left. Clock won't stop, and so we're counting them down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, time expires, and that's it. Tigers win this one by 30, 63 to 33. On behalf the Adair County R2 School District here at Brashear. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us. This is John Slavin from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri.